Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, summer's the most dangerous time to drive. That means it's also the most costly as well, and this could be the costliest ever. We're joined by Bankrate analyst Kate DeVenter on the KRLD Newsline to talk about her latest article along these lines. And first off, Kate, why is summer normally the most dangerous time to drive? We'll start there.
Yeah. So in general, the summer months are just a busy time on the roads. People are going on vacations, road trips, things like that. So in any year, summer tends to be the peak driving months. Obviously, we had a few years dipping down from those rates because of the pandemic. But LexisNexis reported that last summer, we were between 94 and 96% back to the pre-pandemic levels of summer driving. And Deloitte Insights reports that almost half of Americans are planning to take some kind of vacation, some kind of travel this summer. So those two things combined, it sounds like we'll likely be at or over the pre-pandemic levels of driving in these summer months.
And I'm not trying to bring people down here, but, you know, as I look through your article, I'm looking for the good news, you know, the savings and things like that. But between gas, and obviously, as car prices go up, then insurance is going to go up, inflation, all that sort of thing. It's just flat going to be expensive to drive this summer.
Yeah, there's really no place to hide from inflation. It's really hitting in every corner. But the good news is you can still take road trips. You just need to go in with your eyes wide open about what that means. So in terms of financials, making sure that you have a budget that reflects your overall financial picture, you know the gas prices in the areas that you're going, you know what, you know, a tow might cost or a breakdown or something like that. And some of those things, you can have those covered by insurance with roadside assistance coverage. So there are ways to make sure that you're making the most of an expensive year.
Prices of tickets are going up as well. Now, some of that's under our control, or at least it should be, you know, especially when it comes to speeding and that sort of thing. But this is an increased cost for drivers.
Definitely. So our analysis of average rates from Quadrant Information Services found that a speeding ticket increases your full coverage rate by an average of 21%. Every year. And speeding tickets generally are going to stay on your insurance record for 3 to 5 years. So you're going to be seeing that impact for a while. So take your time. Don't speed. You know, it's going to increase your car insurance rates. And not only that, but speeding, the faster you go, the more contribution you have to those accident rates. And you know, speeding can cause more severe accidents. So all around, just not a great driving practice.
Also, when we're trying to save money, why is maintaining our vehicle a good idea for our bottom line eventually?
Absolutely. So those maintenance costs can feel like wasted expenses, almost fixing something before it's damaged. But really, when you're maintaining your vehicle, you're making sure that you're not going to get hit in the long run. You know, if your brakes fail and you can't stop in time to rear end someone, that's an at-fault accident that is probably going to raise your insurance rates, and potentially, depending on your insurance coverage, some of that cost could come out of your pocket as well. So those maintenance costs, really making sure that your vehicle is in top condition, it just means that you're going to be safer on the road to avoid all of those things that no one wants to deal with.
And what should we check for when it comes to our car insurance coverage to make sure that we're in the best possible spot there to be economical?
So the first thing I would say, just make sure that you understand what your car insurance means. Look over your policy. If you're not sure what those coverage limits mean or how your car insurance protects you, that's a really good time to talk to your agent or your company and just wrap your head around what your car insurance means and how it functions, and making sure that you have limits that are sufficient for your lifestyle. Generally, insurance professionals don't recommend that you change your coverage seasonally. The exception to that would be if you have a vehicle that you stored over the winter, something like a classic car or a sports car. very often you can put that into a storage mode over the winter, which means you're taking all of the coverage off except comprehensive, which is going to cover it for the damages that it's sitting there. But other than that, you really don't want to be bumping your liability limits up and down based on when you're going to be traveling. So finding those limits that work for you. And then there are some optional coverages if you're going to take a trip that can be really helpful. Things like roadside assistance coverage, which pays for locksmiths, tows, service calls, and then car rental coverage. If your vehicle is in a covered loss while you're on the road, that car rental coverage can help pay for a rental car to keep your trip going.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.